WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to the radio show. You're texting me on that radio station. For real? Yeah. Can I be on that radio station? You can. You want to talk to me? I need to talk to him.
Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it.
We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. There's our silent theme song.
Good thoughts. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
I thought the people are going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done them down over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
You sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Uh-oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
I guess Brent didn't read the message, I need help. Anyway, it's time for another edition of Your Only Excuse Me Home on Saturday Night. Super Great Live, right here on Wild Talk Radio, SuperGreatLive.com, GreatTheGreatDebate.com. I'm the producer, Sir Rocket, joined as always by the intern, King Kiddens.
Yeah, sorry, I just saw that. I wasn't looking at chat. My bad. Sup? Welcome to CB Radio, y'all.
Like, I'm running back and he didn't say anything. We're like, shit.
Look, you don't read chat during in Discord as well, so...
But I have a reason why, because I can't hear the sounds, so...
Sometimes I can't hear the sounds, too!
Well, figure out a way to get the sounds. Anyway, the X-Square Soldier Subway is here.
What's up?
So, hi, we're here, we're doing shows. What?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
Have you ever thought about streaming general manager mode versus each other?
You can't.
Or you can't do a multiplayer. I don't know.
You can't do multiplayer. It doesn't work like that. There's no online multiplayer.
Oh, okay. You'd have to be like in the same room or whatever.
You have to be physically in the same spot. We will be streaming tomorrow, though, chat. I don't know, at some point in the morning. Lego 2K Drive. Tune in for that. I haven't figured out time yet, but probably in the morning. So, like noon. It's morning for people. So, we're going to do that. It's kind of the plan. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, but that's kind of the plan. So there's that. Tonight on the show, we're doing Greater Than Great Debate. Marvel vs. DC Villains, because we did Heroes. The start of the Greater Than Great Debate season, so we're partway through. So we're doing Marvel vs. DC Villains tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so the game's fun. I'm gonna have a review of the Lego 2K on the Rock Extra coming this week, so we're gonna review that. But we're gonna stream it tomorrow on stream, probably like noon, for an hour or two, see how it goes. It's a fun little game. You can use credit card Rocket Stock in the Epic Game Store because you can download it on Epic. So do the thing, use the code, buy the game, it's expensive. But video games these days are in fact very expensive. So that's some housekeeping. So, Brent,
yes,
you told me something earlier this week that we need to talk about on the show.
I did.
Remember, you told me about the MRI.
Oh, and whether or not that was a true story.
Whether that was a true story or not. So, explain. to the people. Occasionally, I don't think it works. It's only in the Epic Store.
Explain to the peoples what the situation is?
Yeah, explain to the people of the store we need to discuss and figure out the logic between... for it.
Okay, so I saw a story making its way around the internet, and people were debating the legitimacy of said story. So apparently, someone had a report that a person had gone to a hospital or a medical facility and had gotten an MRI. Now, they thought they were going to be safe because they had a certain... How's the best way to describe it? They had a certain accessory that was described as being 100% silicone. That accessory was later said to have a metal core to it, and if anyone knows what happens when an MRI has metal involved, said accessory was apparently shot into said person at a rapid speed and force. For those of you wondering, it is an appendage that you insert into a certain part of your anatomy.
Is this a real story?
I don't know. I don't think so, because I don't think it would necessarily have a metal core, as some people said. But, and also, it just seems the kind of story that would, you know, be false.
Now, for those unaware, explain to the people what the actual object is.
It was apparently a butt plug.
I mean, I see the MRI imaging. I don't know. It may be fake. It may be real. I'm not sure. But that's never wear your butt plug for an MRI. It's just one of those things. It's, I don't know.
Right?
I've got to see something here.
I sent you the picture.
No, it's not that. I'm trying to... Okay, yeah, that seems suspicious. Because someone apparently tried to link a thing that is apparently from the FDA outlining this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But in going back further on the website, it doesn't seem to hold that up. So I'm trying to... Because I think they just created a fake website in order to house... Yeah, most of the data is housed at with an actual official name to it, not what they put.
Yeah,
it's probably a bullshit. Although I will say they did make this part of the website look very...
I mean, I'm on healthimaging.com. It is an actual health website, and it does have the story, so I don't know.
The rest of, you know what, the rest of this website links to the appropriate things. It's just this one part of it.
Here.
Does not.
I'm going to show you what I found. You tell me if that, well, you know.
Hang on.
That website seems more legit than...
Health Image, that was one of the sites I went to, and then I went further. I went to the link they have for the FDA adverse, and it's that part of it, the FDA adverse report is not legit.
No?
No. It's someone has created...
Someone created
this page to look legit, and it links to legit other
things,
but if you click
access data, yeah, it goes to FDA, not there.
Yeah, if you go, if it should just go to like FDA.gov, not access data, or otherwise the access data should be linking to other things, and it's not.
So anyway, the moral of the story is don't, real or fake, wear a butt plug to an MRI. I think that's the moral of the story, no matter what.
I mean, you just better be careful when you take that device anywhere you go.
Yes, but especially for an MRI, you don't want it up there because it could, in fact,
have metal in it.
Metal in it and rip you apart. It's yep. In other news, a Japanese ice cream company has assembled some of the world's rarest ingredients to create an ice cream flavor that's really expensive. The Guinness World Records announced Japanese brand Salato earned a record for the world's most expensive ice cream with its new flavor dubbed Bayuka, or Bayakuya. It has rare white truffle grown in Italy. It includes Parmigiano, Reggiano, and Saclees. Took them a year and a half to develop, with a lot of trials and error. Question to you, how much is the world's most expensive ice cream per serving?
Like, per serving?
Per serving.
$20.
No.
No.
It's going to be much more than that.
For the world's most expensive serving of ice cream. Yeah, a little bit higher than 20.
$7,000.
All right, we have $7,000. Sub, you want to change your guess because you're at 20 and he's at 7,000.
I guess, I mean, if we're going ridiculous, if no ice cream is worth it, I'll go 10,000.
Casey says 500. The actual retail price per serving is $6,696. Because this white truffle is $6,950 per pound. That's one expensive ice cream.
Yep.
I mean, like, it doesn't even, like, sound like ice cream. It's just, ooh, truffle. Ooh.
Ridiculous.
Also, we're living in a world where Taco Bell wants to own the phrase Taco Tuesday and take it from a little company named Taco John's.
Of course they do.
Apparently that's it's a thing. They want to liberate Taco Tuesday trademark from a smaller rival chain. Taco chain filed a petition Tuesday with a U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to cancel the trademark owned by the rival Taco John's for 34 years because Taco Bell claims the commonly used phrase should be freely available to all who make, sell, eat, and celebrate tacos. Since Taco John's owns the trademarks, other restaurants and companies, mainly them, must seek permission to use Taco Tuesday in branding and advertising. The use of the phrase potentially subjects Taco Bell and anyone else who wants to share tacos with the world to the possibility of legal action or angry letters if they say Taco Tuesday without the express permission from Taco John simply for pursuing happiness on a Tuesday. Taco Bell added that nobody should have exclusive rights in a common phrase.
You know they would have copyrighted the shit out of that if they did, or if they thought of it first.
Maggie Mettler, director of legal for Taco Bell's parent company, Yum Brands, told CNN that it's using the trademark law to remedy this injustice. It's a bold brand action that we hope others are willing to support. Although Taco Bell's action sounds tongue-in-cheek, the company says it's serious and it may have a strong case because Taco Tuesday has become commonly used phrase, according to trademark attorney Josh Gerben. Taco Tuesday was coined by a Taco John's restaurant owner in the 1980s to increase sales with 99-cent tacos for two tacos on the slowest day of the week. It worked in sales turnaround at the restaurant, so the owner shared it with other franchisee owners. The name was tweaked to Taco Tuesday and the chain trademarked the phrase in 1989, making it part of its marketing. Since then, Taco John's has defended its use of the phrase and sent cease and desist letters to others trying to use it. Over the years, we certainly asserted our trademark against national companies, restaurants big and small, and even pharmaceutical companies. Former Taco John's marketing executive Billy Joe Warr said in a 2016 interview, "We also recognize the unauthorized use of Taco Tuesday is prolific, and we do our best to communicate ownership. Taco Bell has not reached out to us, and so we have no comment on any possible trademark action. Taco John's would like to thank our worthy competitors at Taco Bell for reminding everyone that Taco Tuesday is best celebrated Taco John's, trademark owner of Taco Tuesday. You can get two tacos for $2 every day until May 31st to, you know, celebrate this legal action." So yeah, Taco Bell just wants the fucking name. It's not for the benefit of anyone else.
Well, never about that.
It's the benefit of
them. So they can use it.
Yeah, like, we're all not stupid about it. We all know what their plan was. So, yeah, companies are weird.
I love how, though, they frame it as like, no, we're doing this for everybody. And it's like, no, you're fucking not.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not. Don't even attempt it.
Yeah, but like, yeah, we want the trademark so we can then brand it and then we'll trademark it and like, you know, fuck all the rest of the companies. But, you know, that's how things go sometimes. And in other Florida news, a fifth grade teacher said she is being investigated by the Florida Department of Education after she showed her students Strange World, a 2022 animated Disney movie featuring a character who is biracial and gay.
In Florida? Yeah, that's against the law.
"I am a teacher that's under investigation with the Florida Department of Education for indoctrination for showing a Disney movie. In a video, Barbie explained that she played a Disney movie into a class, which was only partially full after a day of standardized testing. She also said she had previously signed permission slips from all parents allowing the students to watch a PG-rated movie. A parent then complained to a reporter to the State Department of Education. The parent and reporter, who said also a member of the Hernando County School District Board, complained to the principal about the movie not being appropriate for students, according to Karen Jensen, a spokesman for the county schools. Yesterday, Disney movie Strange World was shown in the child's classroom. While not the main plot of the movie, parts of the story involves a male character and having and expressing feelings for another male character. In the future, this movie will not be shown. The school administration district's professional standards department is currently reviewing the matter to see if further corrective action is required." This is what we're stopping our kids from watching?
Yeah, that's what Florida has gotten into, is you can't bring up the fact of, you know, there is gay in the world or
what?
Anything.
Florida, you're stupid.
Yeah.
Florida, get help. Yeah. Florida, you need help.
I'm refraining comment.
Brett, you need help.
Why do I need help?
I don't know. Corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, I mean, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
All right, what do you got for us this week?
All right. So, for this week, we've got, we're going to start with this week. This week in gaming history, I've got two big games that came out this week that I want to celebrate. One of them I thoroughly enjoy playing.
Okay.
So, May 18th, 2010, Red Dead Redemption, the original Red Dead Redemption, was released, which for 90% of the game is amazing, and then 10% of it is absolute shit.
Why is it shit?
Because something happens. I can't get into it. It's a big spoiler.
In a game,
talking about Red Dead 2?
He's talking about
Red Dead 1.
It's a big spoiler for a game that came out when?
2010.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's a spoiler at this point.
Okay, Sub, have you played Red Dead 1?
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to think of what you're not trying to,
the second that John Marston is no longer in the game.
What, you become his kid?
Yeah, his fucking annoying
kid. Like
being
it was like Red Dead after Arthur's gone, and you become John Marston, and it goes into the... the kid, I guess, was all right. I mean...
The kid was annoying as shit. He spent all game whining and being annoying, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, we're gonna make you play as this kid.
But after playing Red Dead 2, I kind of thought John Marston was a pussy. I'm like, well shit, John Marston only got hard at the very, like, he really never even did get hard. Like, you made him hard in the game.
Phrasing?
Right, how it, you know, the story all goes, what? What are you trying to say, Rock?
Said phrasing.
Phrasing.
Phrasing?
I know where Rock was going with that.
You made him hard in the game? Phrasing?
Yeah, you make him hard in the game.
Phrasing.
You tap the button off. But you know, you make him a badass. Come on, dude. He was kind of a pussy in Red Dead 2. Like, he got his ass kicked. And he was like the young guy. And then by the end of the game, you know, he's kind of like, Arthur does so much for him if he did the good thing. Then it kind of like, you know, he's like, fuck, I got to be more like him. And I don't know. John Marston, after playing Red Dead 2, I was like, John Marston ain't a badass. It was Arthur that was the badass. So on that retrospect... Yeah, I guess it would make sense that little Jack was kind of a little annoying. Because let's face it, Arthur ruined everybody. Arthur was like the best, what do they call it when you go from bad to totally change and all this, you know.
Oh, anyway, continue your spirit.
There's a word for it. But
the second game is Witcher 3 Wild Hunt was released same day, but 5 years later. So May 18th, 2015. The Witcher 3 was released. And nothing really happened from that series.
No, I was going to say, I don't know that, nothing about that one.
Yeah, you know, no TV shows or big franchises were made off of that one. Nah. All right, so this week in wrestling history, we have four big things that happened in this week. Number one, May 17th, 1993, one of the biggest upsets in wrestling history took place when the Lightning Kid defeated Razor Ramon on Monday Night Raw. It was interesting to see Razor kind of put over a young talent.
Yeah.
And then turn it into a big storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's infamous, you know.
Next up, May 17th, so same day, but 6 years later, Stone Cold Steve Austin crucifies The Undertaker on his own symbol.
I remember that.
That was always a weird, that was a moment where, like, Taker got dark and a little strange at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, feeding his blood to Midian and some of the other, you know, ministry stuff. But that was one of those moments where you're like, all right, so someone got one over on The Undertaker. And then Taker, like, enjoyed it just a little too much. And you're like, oh okay. Mark, let's dial it back a little. May 19th. Wonder if that date has any significance. May 19th, 1996. A certain event took place at Madison Square Garden, untelevised, where two people were leaving the company to jump ship, and they decided to have a little curtain call.
Yeah. Big moment.
Yep. So Kevin Nash and Scott Hall said their goodbyes. Paul Levesque and Shawn Michaels were in the ring. Only one of them really got punished for it.
Yeah.
Poor Hunter.
I mean, I think he's doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah, right? No. I think he recovered nicely.
I think he recovered nicely from that one, and I think he...
But it was like, at that moment, it was like, you can't punish Shawn because he's the champion. You can't really do anything to the other two guys because they're gone now. So it was just, you... We're gonna embarrass your ass on TV. Cause I think that was like right around the time of like the, what was it, like the pigsty match or like the slop match
the
or
hog
something
pen,
like that?
Yeah,
the hog pen and yeah. Hunter had to eat some shit for a little while.
No, hog pen was before that.
Oh, okay.
Hog pen was 95, I think.
Was that when Hunter got buried by, Warrior?
No. Hunter got buried by Warrior before the current call. That was Mania.
Oh, yeah.
He was supposed to win King of the Ring and then he got his ass kicked. He lost the Intercontinental. He was going to then become Intercontinental Champion and eventually got that title.
Okay. Still got set back just a skosh.
But
he recovered.
He recovered just a little bit. He's fine.
All right. And then finally, today.
No.
This.
No. You're missing.
What? Father to pin Rob Conway.
May 19th.
Now you can continue.
Okay. Well, I said I wondered if that day
had
any
reference. I was waiting for you to give me a moment to play it.
Gotcha. So today, May 20th, 2017, at NXT... What?
Sorry, no, I was just coughing.
So on this day, May 20th, 2017, at NXT TakeOver Chicago, DIY officially split up.
Oh.
Boy.
What does DIY stand for again?
DIY. It was just do it yourself. It was the... Just the two guys.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
But you know, Rock, it would be a thing if, you know, they happen to reunite anytime soon.
I mean, that's very possible.
I don't know. I have a feeling that, you know, things may be trending in that direction.
I have a feeling that way too.
Yeah. So who knows? We may be seeing that again. So celebrity birthdays for this week.
Okay, what we got?
First up, we have an innovator. We have someone who created a website that many still use today, and sometimes a way to get a hold of one of our co-hosts. It is the founder of Facebook, which is now, I guess, overarchingly known as Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, born on May 14th. How old
I thought
Mark?
This was regular birthdays.
No, we've been doing celebrity birthdays for this season.
We've been doing it since, what, 5 months now?
Yeah, we've been since the start of the year.
Yeah.
We switched it.
Zuckerberg is 40?
Okay.
I'll say 50.
Okay, 40, 50. Chat says 38.
35.
Casey, 35. 39. Close. Next up, the man who created a sci-fi universe and then almost single-handedly busted it down, George Lucas.
What universe did he create?
That would be your favorite crossover with Fortnite, Rock.
Star Trek?
Actually, he's had two crossovers with Fortnite with his creations.
Attack on Titan?
He didn't ruin Star Wars.
He almost did.
No, he didn't almost. Did nothing.
Oh, Star Wars!
Those prequels.
Prequels weren't that bad.
Star Wars. Oh, I got you now. Use Kurt Kovac as a Fortnite. I'm
sorry. You know that Track of the Wars, Rock?
Yeah, I was giving a self-merge. Buy all the Fortnite shit into the Star Wars shit in the Fortnite item shop. # Epic Partner. Use credit code RocketSock. Thank you.
Yeah, he also did Indiana Jones, another Fortnite crossover.
Anyway, 80.
Okay, chat says 75.
Sub.
What'd you say, Rock?
I said 80.
80, he said 85. I'll go 83.
I said chat said 75.
But
he is 79, yeah. So very close. Next up, we have a star from the Transformers series. We covered her movie last year with Jennifer's Body. And she is, I believe, attached to one Machine Gun Kelly. That would be Megan Fox.
Megan Fox is 37?
39.
She is 37 years old.
Hey.
Damn.
Next up, he's been in Con Air. He's been Machete. He was part of, I believe, the Spy Kids movies. He's had a very interesting career. It
Devil
is one.
Reject.
Danny Trejo.
Tons of cameos. Dusk Till Dawn. God, he's up there. I'll say, you got an idea, Rock? I'm going to go with 65.
How old?
65.
So we have a 65, we have a 66, and a 65. 78.
79.
Fuck.
Dang.
He is old, but he's been in a lot, and he's still kicking. Next up, we
have...
Well,
no, I don't rock that of all the people that gets the closest.
So we have a comedian. He's been a voice in Brave. He's also a former late-night host. We have one Craig Ferguson.
Craig Ferguson? 62.
Okay.
65.
Chet says 56. He is 61. Three more. Next up, lead singer of Nine Inch Nails, also music producer. He's been an Academy Award winner. It is Trent Reznor.
Who?
Oh, wow.
Who?
I wanna fuck you like an animal. Don't.
Lead singer of Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, he would have been so young in the 90s when that was all going on.
60.
Okay.
I'm going to go with me, 49.
Okay, so we have a 53, a 72, a 49. What did I say?
I think you said 50.
No, I said 60.
Oh, you said 60. 58.
So close.
58 years old. Next up, comedian. She used to be on Saturday Night Live. She also created Mean Girls. Tina Fey.
Tina Fey.
Also okay. Star of 30 Rock.
Case says 53, so 52?
53.
Case just said two different answers. That's fine. What is it, Brent?
53 years old. So Casey's original answer, but then he changed it, so therefore he doesn't get credit. Sub got that, though. And finally, she's a singer. She's an actress. She was married to... Rip. She was married to someone who was a former politician. It's Cher.
I was 53 was this for Trent.
Got
117.
It.
I'm just kidding.
75 and 84. We'll go 77?
Okay.
76.
77. And finally, we have our movie of the week, which is in honor of another film that was just released this week. Rock, what movie is that?
What movie?
This week is the release of Fast 10. So we're going to cover the original Fast and the Furious movie from, dear God, this is going to make everyone feel old, 2001.
Hey.
Why would that make me feel old, Brent? I felt old now for the past, like...
Not you, us. Not you, us.
Just in general. Okay. I want people to realize that... Essentially, if the Fast and Furious movies were a human, it would have just graduated college.
It's all about family.
Cheddar means family.
Family.
But yeah, 22 years that franchise has been around, and they're just hitting film 10.
I mean, good on it.
For fuck's sake. All right. So, and they still have two more to go, if I remember correctly.
Three, I think.
Oh, God. This is like the this is like the end sequence, but they're turning it into Lord of the Rings, where it's going to have like 14 endings. But so, movie trivia for the Fast and the Furious in 2001: neither Michelle Rodriguez nor Jordana Brewster had their driver's license or even their learner's permit when production of the movie began. Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez were dating off-screen during filming, just as their characters did on-screen. Vin Diesel accidentally broke a stuntman's nose during the filming of this movie. What the hell is that sound?
Oh, it's in the background, so...
Okay. During the race wars sequence, real-life drivers brought their cars in to participate in the huge scene. There was over 1,500 cars that were used during the race wars sequence. Filmmakers asked the owners of the houses in the backgrounds of the film to repaint their houses with more muted colors to help show off the colorful cars. Mark Wahlberg, Christian Bale, and Eminem were all considered for the role of Brian O'Connor before Paul Walker was cast. Paul Walker was actually the first actor to sign on for the movies. Vin Diesel, however, took a bit more persuasion after several script changes had to be made for him. The role of Mia Toretto was originally written for Elisha Dushku, but she turned it down. In addition, Natalie Portman, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Kirsten Dunst, Bijou Phillips, and Jessica Biel had all auditioned for the role of Mia, but Jordana Brewster was the one ultimately cast. And finally, only two domestic cars are ever driven by the principal cast in this movie. Dom with his 1970s Charger, and Brian's Racer Edge Ford Lightning parts truck. Dom also drives a 70 Chevelle SS in the post-credit scene, but everything else is an import. And that is the Intern's Corner.
Interesting. Very, very, very interesting. All right. Let's get into the greater than great debate. Marvel versus DC villains.
It is time for the greater than great debate.
Okay, let me pull that up. It wanted to pull up the other website, which is what I used to gather some of the names. That's not what I want. Where is it? Hang on.
To greaterthangreatdebate.com.
I know, I'm going to the actual real website, though. Okay, here we go.
It takes your
way. We have leave me alone. All right, so we have Marvel versus DC villains. Round number one, Magneto taking on Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy, and who was the first one?
Magneto.
Magneto. Oh, well, that's fucking a no-brainer. Fucking Magneto.
Magneto moves on next.
Hela takes on Joker.
Joker.
Ooh. Ooh. Hela.
Brent?
What'd you say, Rock?
Joker for you?
Yeah, I gotta go Joker.
Next.
Sandman takes on Ares.
Sandman.
Sandman.
Ares.
Sandman moves on next.
Lizard, Deathstroke.
Lizard.
Deathstroke.
Deathstroke.
Deathstroke moves on next.
Loki, Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze.
Loki.
Loki.
3-2, Loki moves on next.
Kraven the Hunter, Riddler.
The Riddler.
Riddler.
Riddle me this.
The Riddler moves on next.
Sabretooth, Scarecrow.
Sabretooth?
Or Sabretooth.
Damn. Sabretooth.
Where you went?
Sabretooth.
Moves on next.
The Mandarin, Brainiac.
Is it the Animaniacs?
What, Rock?
Is it the Animaniac?
No. Brainiac.
Sub, you went Brainiac?
Yeah.
All right, Brent, it's on you.
Brainiac.
Who's on next?
Back into round number twos, Magneto, Joker. Yeah, we're just going to go here.
Joker.
Magneto.
Joker.
4-1, Joker. Next.
Sandman, Deathstroke.
Enter Sandman.
Deathstroke.
Brent?
I said Deathstroke.
I didn't hear you.
Oh.
Moves on. Next.
Loki, the Riddler.
Riddler.
Loki.
Loki.
Okay, she picks Loki and moves on.
If he saw Loki on Marvel with Owen Wilson, he would be picking Loki.
Would I?
Yeah, I think so.
Then you don't
know. They had good chemistry together.
Okay, that's good. Next.
Okay,
I know you're kind of a fan of Owen Wilson, right?
Eh.
He's all right. Eh. You watch his movies and shit. Probably like me. You know, I'm not a big fan or nothing, but don't hate him. Go ahead. Sorry, Brent.
Sabretooth. Brainiac.
Damn.
Sabretooth.
Sabretooth.
Brainiac.
Sabretooth moves on next.
Joker, Deathstroke.
The Joker.
Ooh, Deathstroke.
Joker.
Joker moves on next.
Loki, Sabretooth.
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 Loki.
Loki moves on next.
Joker, Loki.
The Joker.
Loki.
I'll give it to the Joker, just because the Joker actually stayed villain. Loki kind of turned, at least on the at least in the series. So,
all right,
yeah, but I like Joker was psychotic. I like Loki because he really like was a trickster and kind of a coward. And,
well, I mean, if you want to look at Heath Ledger's Joker, he was very calculating. So
he was still a psycho, though. Loki wasn't crazy. He's just bent on taking over and with Heath to do it.
I would
Joker,
argue that
every version of Joker was a little fuck crazy.
See, I would argue that Ledger's Joker wasn't crazy. He just portrayed it. He was actually very in control.
He's like a dog chasing cars. He doesn't just do. He just does. An agent of chaos. There was no control. But yeah, no, he was methodical. He definitely was good at planning and stuff.
All right.
So was Logan.
Into round number ones again. Juggernaut. Heat wave.
Juggernaut.
Wait, did you say heat wave?
Yeah.
Heat wave. Juggernaut. Fucking heat wave.
Brent.
He's one of the legends of tomorrow as well.
He's a fucking B-Raider.
Juggernaut.
Moves on next.
The Purple Man, Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul.
Purple Man.
I'm going to vote Ra's.
The Purple Man.
What are you going with, Brent?
I'm
going
to vote Ra's al Ghul, even though David Tennant's portrayal of the Purple Man was amazing.
It's not like I know what Ra's al Ghul is either. Next.
That is very true. Ultron, Harley Quinn.
Ultron.
Ultron.
Harley.
Harley turned good, too.
I know, but...
Just saying.
Ultron moved
just
on.
Just saying, though, you know. Same concept. Ultron was a fucking villain to the end. Did you ever see What If, the animated, on Disney?
Yep.
That shit was good, right?
They did a good job with it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like, though, how they all connected. The whole, you know, What Ifs were supposed to be, you know, one-shots. But it was, they still did a really good job of a version of it. And yeah, I liked it. Did you see Quantumania?
Not yet.
No? I liked it. I thought it was really good. Yeah.
Let me see. Next up, Mysterio, Zoom.
Ooh, Zoom.
Mysterio.
Zoom's a badass, dude. That bitch had got shot in the head and fucking kept himself alive.
Brent.
Zoom / Professor Zoom.
Next.
Apocalypse, the Anti-Monitor.
Man, that's a battle. Apocalypse.
Apocalypse?
Apocalypse. Oscar Isaac.
Next.
Now that just is sad that you even reminded me of that.
Scorpion, Penguin.
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 Penguin moves on next.
Mystique. Solomon Grundy.
Mystique.
Thought Grundy was born on a Monday.
I'm gonna go Mystique.
Mystique moves on next.
Omega Red, General Zod.
Zod.
Fuck, that's a good pairing, but fucking Zod. You don't fuck with Zod.
I'll go Omega.
Zod moves on next.
Round twos. Juggernaut, Ra's al Ghul.
Juggernaut.
Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's.
It's fucking Ra's al Ghul, you know?
Yeah.
Ultron, Zoom.
And Liam Neeson played a good Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ultron.
Ultron or Zoom?
Ultron.
Zoom.
Zoom or Zoom or Zoom.
Zoom moves on next.
Apocalypse, Penguin.
Penguin.
Apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
Apocalypse moves on next.
Mystique, General Zod.
Ooh, General Zod. I didn't even hear Mystique made it. I missed that one.
Mystique.
Mystique. Who'd you pick up?
Fucking Zod, dude. Fucking General Zod.
Mystique moves on next.
Ra's al Ghul, Zoom.
Zoom.
Ghul.
Ra's.
Ra's moves on next.
Apocalypse, Mystique.
Mystique.
Apocalypse.
Mystique.
Come on, guys.
What strip club?
My fucking anxiety is all kicking in.
Apocalypse moves on next.
Ra's al Ghul, Apocalypse.
Apocalypse. And Sevener.
Ra's.
We'll go Ra's al Ghul, because apparently Ra's al Ghul is good. Ra's al Ghul.
Well, he had that moment, you know. Got to bring himself back to life.
Yeah.
But he ain't no apocalypse.
Ra's al Ghul moved on next.
All right, halfway through. First round matchups. Dr. Doom, Killer Frost.
Wow, Dr. Doom. That's like a no contest. And I love Killer Frost, but...
Dr. Doom?
Doomy, doomy, doom. Doomy, 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 doomy.
Next.
Mephisto, Lex Luthor.
Wow, Mephisto and Lex Luthor. Another good one.
We'll go with...
I'll go Lex Luthor.
We'll go with the total package.
I'll go Chrome Dome.
Next.
Red Skull, Black Manta.
Red Skull. Loved him in Endgame, dude. That was like the awesome part that you get, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Well, also Infinity War.
Well, that's what I meant.
That's where you first saw him.
Yeah, like the whole, that, him being trapped, you know, and having to do that. That was just great.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Next.
Right, Rock? You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, Rock.
Rock knows. Oh, Rock.
Abomination. Told me.
Abomination.
This is the greatest character role ever in comic book history.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Abomination, Sinestro.
Abomination.
I'm gonna go Sinestro because he turned on the court. Abomination, it wasn't his fault.
I'll go Sinestro only because the Abomination from She-Hulk is one of my favorite characters.
I loved it, dude. I thought it was great.
Next.
That shit had me cracking up.
Galactus, Clayface.
Galactus.
See, I wanna go Clayface, but I gotta go Galactus.
Galactus.
3-2 Galactus. Next.
The Green Goblin, Bane.
Green Goblin.
Oh, Green Goblin.
Bane.
Are you sure?
Green Goblin moves on next.
Yeah, I'm sure with Bane. I'm sure I'm comfortable with my pick. I mean, he actually broke Batman, so.
Did not sound too sure of yourself.
Kingpin, Black Adam.
Damn, another good one, dude.
Black Adam.
I gotta go Kingpin. What do you think, Rock?
Black Adam.
For sure. The Rock?
For sure. Black Adam.
Oh, for sure.
Do you smell what he's
doing? No question about it.
No question. What are you going with, Brent?
I'll go Black Adam.
Moves on next.
Onslaught.
Vincent D'Onofrio, whatever his name is.
Vincent D'Onofrio?
I'm so disappointed in you right now. I thought for sure you were going to go Kingpin.
Yeah, but Black Adam is like a god. So
he's awesome. He's amazing. He's the most electrified. Oh, next.
Onslaught, Bizarro.
Bizarro. The Onslaught and who?
Bizarro.
Damn, I like Bizarro, but Onslaught. Onslaught was awesome.
Bizarro.
People don't know, like Rock don't know. Bizarro or Onslaught was basically like, it was Magneto's evil, Professor X, and Franklin Richards trapped inside him, and he was pretty much like really bad.
Yeah. Brent?
You probably remember that now that I refreshed your memory.
Yeah. Brent.
Onslaught.
Bizarro moves on next.
All right, into round number twos. Here's a first round matchup for you.
Second
Although
round.
Technically it's a sec. I know, but I'm going to say, like, boy, this is one that should happen early on. Dr. Doom, Lex Luthor.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to go with Doom. Because, you know, Doom was that mix of science and magic.
Lex.
I'm going to go Fortnite's own Dr. Doom.
And thanks to Keishi. Doom moves on next.
Rock, you remember having to fight Dr. Doom, right?
Yep.
Red Skull. Sinestro.
Red Skull.
Red Skull.
Red Skull. I forget, Rock, what was the location that he used to be
Pleasant
at?
Pleasant Park.
Pleasant Park, yes, he had the, there we go.
Next.
Thank you. Galactus, Green Goblin. Gadzooks.
Galactus.
Galactus.
Fortnite's own Galactus.
Can you move it on, next.
Black Adam, Bizarro.
Fortnite's own Black Adam.
Your God, yeah, I forgot Black he was actually in.
Black Adam.
Black Adam moves on.
Dr. Doom, Red Skull.
Doom.
Doomy, doomy, doom. Doomy, doomy, doom.
Doom. No. I'm going to go Red Skull. He was leader.
Doom moves on. Next.
Galactus, Black Adam.
Galactus.
One of us was a hero in Fortnite, and one was a villain in Fortnite. Galactus.
Galactus.
Who'd you go with, Sub?
Galactus.
Black Adam moves on next.
Dr. Doom, Black Adam.
Dr. Doom.
Doom.
I mean, it's right there in the name. Doom.
Doom moves on next.
Doom.
Okay. Final set of round one matchups. First up, Venom, Catwoman.
Fortnite's own. Boom.
Venom.
Catwoman.
Venom, because symbiote. You remember that, Rock?
Another Fortnite's own Venom.
Next. I can't believe you're forgetting all your favorite stuff.
Sentinels, Doomsday.
No, I remember it. It sucked in Fortnite. Doomsday.
Well, you would technically have to make it Master Mold, because Master Mold made the Sentinels. Sentinels were basically robots that were created, so it'd be Master Mold versus Doomsday, and I'm going Doomsday.
I mean, one of them actually killed Superman. Just say.
Next.
Right.
Doc Ock, Deadshot.
Doc Ock.
The Doctor.
I mean, Deadshot's cool, but, you know, it's fucking Doc Ock.
Next.
Doc Ock.
I mean, Deadshot was all right, and then he went up and slapped Chris Rock, so. Mr. Sinister, Gorilla Grodd.
Gorilla Grodd. God.
Ooh. Rod, whatever. Ooh. I really like Gorilla Grodd, but I'm definitely going to see.
Sinister.
It's fucking Sinister.
Sinister moves on next.
Thanos, Red Hood.
Fortnite's own.
Ooh.
Thanos.
Sorry, Red Hood. Thanos.
Red Hood.
Fortnite Zone.
Really, man? Thanos. You just, like, amaze me sometimes.
Jason Todd? Back from the dead? Yeah.
Oh, no. He was great. Like, hey, I even liked him in Titans, but Thanos? Come on, dude. Josh Brolin fucking made Thanos, like, even better. Like, I didn't think they were gonna, I thought it was gonna be another Apocalypse and Oscar whatever fiasco. But Jason Todd, they ain't no better than fucking Josh Brolin's Thanos.
Next.
I just threw out a vote there. Rhino, Two-Face.
Take it back. I'm just kidding. Rhino and who?
Two-Face.
Ooh.
Two-Face.
Clean
sweep across the board. Next.
Carnage, Vandal Savage.
Fortnite Zone.
Oh, see?
Carnage.
Now, Vandal Savage, because he's fucking immortal, and he's so badass, he went and just, like, stayed out of the picture.
Vandal.
Here you go, what's up?
Vandal.
Moves on, next.
last first round matchup, Blackheart, Darkseid.
Darkseid? Oh my god, that's a good matchup.
Is it supposed to be Darkseid or is that Darkseid?
It's spelled
whatever you want to be. Darkseid.
Blackheart.
Blackheart was really cool, but I'm going Blacksite. Blackheart was a Spider-Man villain, right?
Brent, you're going with?
I believe so. I'm going to go Darkseid.
Darkseid moves.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Venom, Doomsday.
Venom.
Doomsday.
Venom, we are hungry.
Venom moves on next.
It made me think that King Shark and Venom would get along really well. Num Num?
Actually, kind of. Doc Ock, Mr. Sinister.
I want to go Sinister.
Sinister.
Sinister moves on next.
Thanos, Two-Face.
Thanos. You know, it's effective.
Thanos annihilates Two-Face. We're just going to call
it genocide. It's genocide. Yeah, but I still, you know, argue it's effective.
Next.
Vandal Savage, Darkseid.
Vandal Savage, ooh yeah.
That was a good fight. I'm going to go Darkseid.
I'll go Darkseid over Vandal.
And that moves it on next.
Venom, Mr. Sinister.
Venom.
Sinister.
Mr. Sinister.
You both went Sinister?
Yes.
Venom moves on next.
Thanos, Darkseid.
Thanos.
This is the matchup of the overarching villain.
Right? You just can't get much bigger except maybe Anti-Monitor and like Starro.
Or Galactus. Technically.
Galactus, yeah.
I'll go Thanos. I'll give it to Marvel.
Thanos moves on next.
All right. Venom, Thanos.
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 Thanos moves on next.
Okay. Rock, I just have to say, fucking happened again.
Let's go.
Our first semifinal matchup. Joker, Ra's al Ghul.
Joker.
Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's.
Joker moves on next.
Okay. Second semifinal matchup. Doctor Doom, Thanos.
Thanos.
Thanos. Thanos. Next.
All right. In your third place matchup, Ra's al Ghul, Doctor Doom.
Doom.
I'm gonna go with Doom.
Ghoul.
Doom. It's third place.
All right. And in your finals for Marvel versus DC, because when this kind of thing happens, we happen to get a Marvel versus DC Joker Thanos.
Oh, shit. Thanos.
Brent.
Joker.
Joker. Thanos. Joker. Thanos. Matt, in the chat, what is your answer? Thanos is your ultimate winner of the villain arc, Marvel versus DC. So there you go.
So in Marvel DC, Marvel DC, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened?
What?
Oh, I disconnected for some reason.
Okay. And that's our show.
Hey!
What? Who won? What happened?
Thanos won. Okay. Thanos beat Joker.
Cool. Anyway, that'll do it for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's WTR Sunlight, Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, to preview Night O Champions. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Thursday night, we preview Night O Champions on the Rack. We'll be back next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, with a specialized version of CB Radio. We're going to do things. We're doing things. Anyway.
It is a wrestling weekend next weekend, we'll put it that way.
It is. CB Radio Not So Live Live will be available the Memorial Day. We'll talk about it on a Memorial Day night after the post show, so plan ahead, people, long things. Tomorrow we'll probably have a stream around noon for the Lego game review coming soon as well. So there's all that. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio GOE, at King Cans, at Lone Jobber, at Wade Manson. Final thoughts up.
Good debate. And stay cool. Todd's all out here. I'm babysitting the cat, so wish me luck for a few days. The cat hasn't come out from under the couch. I'm like, well, he could come out. My cat's just kind of chilling. She was watching him for a while, but she's been hiding. So, wish me luck with that. Peace.
Brent?
Yeah, just I'm preparing myself for next weekend because holy shit, it's going to be a lot. Everyone strap in.
This has been CBRadio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of CBRadio Live across the airwaves. The Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live at twitch.tv/WGLive, wildtalkradio.com, and
CBRadioLive.com.